Aircheckdownloads.com.
Q103. Manchester's music.
Plays top tunes.
Manchester's news.
It's up to date.
I like it.
This is Manchester's Piccadilly. Piccadilly.
This hour, parents put the most pressure on their kids.
Piccadilly Q103's Big Stick and Win.
We've got a brand new car sticker.
Pick one up, stick it in your rear window.
Win.
Concert tickets,
CDs,
holidays,
money can't buy prices,
DVDs,
or even a brand new car.
If we see you and you hear us read out your plate number,
call us
and claim something cool.
Piccadilly
Q103. Sonique, it feels so good. Piccadilly Q103 Manchester at breakfast. Oh dear.
What are we laughing at?
I was just laughing at the fact we're sat here like complete monks. You're going, and I'm going.
You're draining all my energy. You're so tired.
And you're going, and I'm going. And I'm thinking people listening will probably, you know, probably think we're having a great time, but we haven't spoke for 10 minutes, have we?
I've been reading a magazine, actually.
And I've been doing the crossword in the paper thing. What's he talk about next? But I'll tell you what I did see.
Oh,
how gross. Danielle Westbrook's nose has fallen off.
Did not need to see that at 6 o'clock this morning. I nearly threw up. That's
have you
disgusting.
Got it there?
Yeah.
Can I have a look at it? Because if you've not seen a paper yet this morning, basically Danielle Westbrook, you know the girl from EastEnders? She's in loads of problems with drugs, isn't she, and stuff like that. And basically she snorted far too much cocaine and the middle of her nose has fallen out on the floor.
Absolutely feel
just
so physically sick.
Out. Apparently it's called the septum. And it's that middle bit of the nose. And there's a picture of her here. And she really has no... She hasn't got two nostrils anymore. She's got one.
Yeah.
And it's gross. I've never seen anything like it. And if that doesn't put anyone off taking drugs, I don't know what will. But, I mean, wow. Did you see Skin on the Dill? That's like they were talking about it, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm sure they were having a laugh.
Yeah, no, I didn't think they'd be serious. But I couldn't believe when I opened the paper.
Did you know Frank Skinner quote that great gag? I wonder how it did fall out. Can you imagine? Someone sweeping up the floor of the nightclub on that and go, oh, what's that? Oh, it's her nose. Can you imagine? It'd be gross. But that's disgusting. Get a paper today and have a look at it.
No, don't.
No, do.
No, don't.
No, do. It's what? Right old laugh. Britney Spears. Sometimes. Piccadilly Q103 Manchester. So this week we've got a chance for you to win cash with lycos.co.uk. All you need to do is visit the Lycos website, type Q103 in the box at the top of the page and listen to Q103 for the Lycos cash track. Okay, when you hear them, call in, you win £100. But if you collect the cash multiplier from lycos.co.uk, we'll give you £1,000. So listen to Parksy and to Proctor. All this week you could be winning with lycos.co.uk and Piccadilly Q103 Manchester. It's nearly 7:15.
Saturday night, it's about... It's about...
Donnell Jones, and you know what's up at Piccadilly, Q103 Manchester, it's 7:20, it's Monday, 5th of June, and people turn on the radio now going, still no Toolin, still no Sean? Yeah, I know, they're still away. I can guarantee they'll be back next week, though. Then I'm going home to my little cupboard in the evening.
Oh.
Can't wait.
You can sleep until lunchtime
again. I'd have to get up till 6 o'clock at night. Fantastic. So much lying in to catch up on. So I went shopping with Taylor yesterday. Taylor, for those who don't know, is my little 7-week-old baby. And let me tell you, fantastic way to pull women. It is.
I take it Lisa wasn't with you.
No, Lisa was with us. And I told Lisa the story, so she ain't going to go mad at me for saying this. Right, but I'm telling you, right, I went out with him because Lisa had a headache, so I did the honourable, lovely thing of saying, I'll look after him today.
Oh,
you go to bed and I'll go shopping with him. So I went to Morrison's in Cheedleith, and I got one of the trolleys. What we usually do is put his car seat in the pram.
Okay. Yeah.
But they had this like special one with like a little baby seat on the front. Not the ones where you get the toddlers sitting in the front of the trolley, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of the baby seat. So I shoved him in there and we were wandering around. Around Morrison's, and I must have got stopped around about 8 or 9 times. Seriously, I'm not joking. By women go, oh, is he yours? Oh, doesn't he look like you? Oh, he's gorgeous, just like his dad and tea. Seriously, everywhere I went. And then I went there, then I ended up back in a Gatley to the late shop, and I got the same there, the late shop. By two of the shop assistants. And then walking down to the other shop, I got stopped by one old man.
Oh, man, yeah, that's slightly worrying.
I got stopped by an old man, right, and then this other woman, middle-aged lady, who wanted to tell me how beautiful he was and how much he looked like me.
Aww.
Fantastic. If only you could take him to the booze on a Friday night. Yeah, that'd be fantastic then, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? Certain way to, Anyway, I digress, we move on. It's, 21 minutes past seven. This is Heather Small and Proud. On the way, Richard Blackwood. Also, some Richard Ashcroft and some Stardust as well. Aircheckdownloads.com.